machlokes tanoim. Rashi says ikos shir b'peroi b'kli. The halacha that the shir the levim used to sing the shas they brought the korban was done mainly with the pair with the mouth, or they had to use the instruments, is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya we learned avdei kahanim hoyu. They were avdei kahanim, the avodim, the kahanim or avodim. So Rashi says this is a mishnah in Nesechta Erchin that al oichzei kli shir. Who was the one that were holding the instruments? Bishas the Leviim sang the shir. Bishas shir shakorvin kaminin. That's what we're talking about in the Gemara in Erchin. So it says here they were the avodim, the slaves of the kanim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Rabbi Yosi says mishpachas beis afgorim. It was a family called beis afgorim. Or mishpachas beis sifriya. Another name of the family. Or meyamuyam hoyu. They lived in the place called Ma'amuyim, like Rashi says, Zeh Shei Mekoymam. Shoyu Ma'asiyin Lekuna. Like there was, it was a Miyuchas Dika Mishpacha. Rashi says, Yisrael Miyuchasim Hoyu. These were from Shevet Yisrael. But they were Mechoshev Mishpachas, Shenishnehem Almonos, Uvinoisam Ruyas Linosim Lekahanim. Their daughters were able to get married to Kahanim. These were the people that were holding the Kalim, the instruments, Bishas Tekahanim, were singing the Shir. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Leviim hoyu. He holds no. The people that were holding the instruments were Leviim. So Rashi, Al Yisraelim psulim lekach, but a Yisrael is possible to hold the instrument. The Yisrael can't hold it. So Mora says, My lav behol kemiflugi. Isn't it that this is the machlokes? The man the Yomer avodim hoyu. The one that says that the people that were holding the instruments were avodim slaves. Ksovar he holds ikos shira bepeh. The main shira the Kan Leviim used to sing was done bepeh with the mouth. Therefore, holding the instrument is not part of the avodah. Therefore, you do not have to have a Levi or a Kohen. It's enough to have even the avodim of a Kohen. Uman the Yom Leviim, the one that says no, the Leviim themselves had to hold the shir. Hoyuk sover he holds ikos shira bekli. The main part of the shira of singing is with the instruments. Therefore, the instruments is part of the avodah, and therefore, just like the Leviim, they are the ones that have to sing, they are the ones that have to hold the instruments also. So that's the machlokes here, is the ikashir of a peh or the kli. So Gemara says, the Tizbura, let's think about this. Rabbi Yosi Maikasover, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Rabbi Yosi was the one that says, these are mishpachas based of Gorim, that they were choshev Yisraelim. If he holds the main part of the shira is bepeh with your mouth, you don't have to have the klisha, you don't have to have the kelim, the instruments. If so, afilu avodim nami, even an eved should be able to hold the kelim. Why does he say only? Why does he say like only the Yisraelim and not an eved? And if he holds ikashira bekli, that the main part of the shira of singing was with the instruments. So if so, Leviim in Yisraelim loy, you should only have to have the Leviim as part of the Avodah holding the instrument, because the instrument is the Ika part of the Shira. So just like the Shira has to be with Leviim, holding the instrument, using the instrument, should also be with Leviim. So why does he say a Yisrael could do it? So Mamonashok, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Does he hold the Ikar is Bepeh, then even Avodim should be good? Or does he hold the Ikar is Bekli, and therefore should Davka have to have a Levi to do it? So Gemara says, Ella the Kula Yalma, everybody holds Ika Shira Bepeh. Could be everybody holds the main part of the Shira is Bepeh, to use your mouth. The singing, that's the main part of the Shira. So what's the machlokes here? Who can hold the instruments Peshas and play the instruments Peshas Leviim are singing? This is the machlokes here. The Masava one holds Hochi Hevi Maisa. This is the Maisa, this is what happened. They're just telling you who was holding the instruments. Or Masava, one holds Hochi Hevi Maisa. This is the way the Maisa happened. But it's not a Pi Alocha, like you have to have it this way. And like Rabbi Yosi holds Dafki Yisrael did it, not the Avodim. Rabbi Yosi would also be maskim and never to do it. He's just saying this was the Maisa. The Maisa was that the Mishpacha, the Yisraelim, did it. And the Meir says no, the Maisa was the Avodim did it. But really, both hold the same thing. Tomorrow says Lamai Nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? What the story was? Who was holding it? Like, they're just telling you this, what the case. What's the difference? Who was holding it? Was it an Eved or was it a Yisrael? So Gemara says the nafkamina is, Lamalin Miduchen Liyuchsen. If you see somebody b'shas duchenin, like holding the kli, the kelim, the instruments, can you say that he's a miyuchasdika person? He's a person you can intermarry with his mishpacha. Ula maisa, the same thing if you say, it's good for maisa to say that he takes off maisa. Kamiflugi. In other words, is he a chashav a levi that you can give him your maisa? Your maisa rishin you give to the levim. The question is, he a miyuchasdika levi? If you say he duchins, we have a right to say he's a chashav a levi, he deserves to get the maisa. The man, the Yomer Avodim, who are you? The one that says the people that were holding the instruments were Avodim. Kesover he holds ein malin miduchel yuchsin. You can't bring a proof that the mishpacha is a miyuchas like a person for the fact that they're b'shas duchenin, that they're holding the instruments b'shas the duchenin, b'shas the levim are singing. For leila meister, the same thing, can't bring a proof that he's a chashav a levi that you can give him your meister. But man, the Yomer Yisrael, who are you? But the one that says no, they were Yisraelim, Choshevim, Yuchas, Lika Yisrael, Kisover, he holds, Malin, Miduchin, Yuchsin. Yes, if you see somebody helping along, B'shasta Duchinin, if you see him holding the Klishir, the instruments, you can name on, you can take on that he is a Choshevim Yisrael, and you can intermarry with his Mishpacha. Avoloi Lameiser. But not for Meister. That you can't bring a proof to say is a Choshevim Levi, because even Yisraelim could hold the instruments. You don't have to have Dafka Levi. The Rashi says, Umandi Yamravodam Hoyuk Sovar Ain Semchin Ala Duchim Melivdek Achrof. Just the fact that they're helping Mishas Duchenin, you still have to check after to see if the Mishpach is a Choshim Mishpachon. La Leisim Yuchsin. Hilkach and Hizruakach. Therefore, they don't care who holds the instrument, even an Eved, because you can't learn out from the fact he's holding the instruments that he has a good Yuchus. Therefore, you don't have to have a person that has a good Yuchus. Even an Eved could also do it. Mura says, and the other man Yomer says no, that the one that's hoping Mishas Duchin, and we have a right to say he is a Miyuchasdika person. Therefore, it's only a Choshev a Yisrael and not a Nevit. But a Yisrael could do it because we don't learn out from it to say he's a Levi, that you can give him your Maisa. Mura says, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar, the Yirmiyah says like this, Machlek is different than we learned before. Like now we're going back to the original Gemara. That before we said the Machlek is, if the Kli Shir playing it, if it's Deuche Shabbos or not, so before we learn the whole Machlokes says by the Shir, the Levim sang B'Shasta Karbonus. But the Shir that they sang B'Shasta Simchas Beis HaShoevim, that for sure is not Deuche Shabbos. That's the way we learned before. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah saying not like that. For Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Roma, Machlokes B'Shir Shoevim. The Machlokes here is by the singing, by the Simchas Beis HaShoevim. To Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudu Sovar, Simcha Yisera Nami Deuches Shabbos. Yes, even though it's not Midiraisa, it's only an Indian to have an extra amount of Simcha by the Simchas Beis Shoevim that they use the instruments. Still, he holds this is also called Deuches Shabbos. For Rabbanan Sarvid, Rabbanan hold Simcha Yisera Ainah Deuches Shabbos. Though something you do just to have more enjoyment there, like the Simcha Beis Shoevim, that is not a Deuches Shabbos. Avo Bishir Shokahanim. But B'Shas they sang, the Levim sang, B'Shas they brought the Kavonis, at that time when they used the instruments there, Divrei HaKol Avoidi, everybody holds that's part of the Avoidah, playing the instruments. The Doiches HaShabbos, therefore just like the Korban itself, the Korban HaTomid, is Doiches HaShabbos, who are then using the instruments, playing is also Doiches HaShabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says, Reviyim Yoama Liel Koy, is going on before, Aplukta the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbanan Upligi Adar Rabbi Yosef. He argues on the way we learned before from Rabbi Yosef that Simcha Yisera Nami Deuches Shabbos. That's his Chiddush. That the Man Yom holds that even for Simcha Beis HaShoevim could also be Deuches Shabbos. Rashi says V'Somachta Mitzvi. It's also a Mitzvah. Uvechalil Ein Issa Meloch El Shvus Biyama. Now playing an instrument there's no Issa D'Iraisa. It's only an Issa Midrabbanan. We're afraid maybe the instrument will break. And you go to fix it on Shabbos, and that will be an issa d'oraisa. That's called an issa of boina. So mishum zeh, the rabbanan made an issa. You're not allowed to play the instruments. So playing it is only yosim of the rabbanan. So now we're saying, since you're doing it l'shem mitzvah of the samachta to make a simcha yisera, it's mutter. The rabbanan didn't ask you to do it on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah's chiddush. So Gemara says now meisvei. I have a kasher on this. It says shir shel shoevim. The shir that they sang, B'Shas, they did the Simcha Beis HaShoevim, Deuches HaShabbos, it is Deuches HaShabbos. Tivri Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you're allowed to even do it on Shabbos. For the Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Af Yom Tif Ein Adecha. Even Yom Tif, no, you're not allowed to use these instruments for Shas to Simcha, the Beis HaShoeva, on Shabbos. And even on Yom Tif, not. So Gemara says, to Yufta, the Rabbi Yosef to Yufta. This is the Kashan Rabbi Yosef Shita, the way he learned before. That before he learned the whole Machlekes is only by the Korban, by the Shia, they sang the Shasta Korban. But by the Simcha, the Beis HaShoeva, since it's only a Simcha, not Midiraisam, you're not allowed to use the instruments. And here it says clearly that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even Deicha Shabbos, so you see, even for the Simcha, the Beis HaShoeva, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says, Yom HaMoedi Rabbi Yosef, the Shia HaShoeva, the Lo Yidcha. That's the Kasha, there's the Kasha Tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef. So Mora says, let's say the whole machlekes now is only by the shir when they sang, used the instruments for the simcha beis shoeva. Is it deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? Avol b'shir shokarbin, but the shas they sang and they used the instruments, the levium, the shas they bring the korban atomid. Maybe here divrei hakol everybody holds deicha es Shabbos. Is now according to Rabbi Yim Yishita, it could be everybody holds that taka deicha Shabbos. And Rashi says, "Avol b'shir shokarben deicha, hay loshin kushi oboy you klima." Like the Gemara asked like a question really. Chazin and ha'achad b'shal shoeva pligi. We see according to Rabbi Yim Yom that the machlekes says by the simcha based on shoeva, can you use the instruments on Shabbos or not? The ikal amedik, we can make a diik, we can understand from him that habishir korbin moedir rabban nadochi, that everybody should hold by the korbin, everybody holds it is doicha. So Gemara says then, name if you have a tiyuf to the Rabbi Yosef authority. So now it should be a machlekes, it should be a kasher Rabbi Yosef in 2 points. That here we see, like he learned, that the whole machlekes is only by the korbin. So and by the simcha beis shoeva, nobody holds his deicha Shabbos. So we just prove no, even by the simcha beis shoeva, it's also deicha Shabbos to use the instruments. But even on his first sheet that he learned the machlekes is by the korban, let's say it's also machlekes. Then I would say everybody holds by the korban. You are allowed to use the instruments on Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Yosef said that even there is the machlekes. So Gemara says no. O Moloch Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef can answer you, Pligi b'shir shel shoeva, for who adin lekorban? It could be at the machlekes in both places. For all the kemitligi b'shir shel shoeva, so why is there machlekes only in the case that says by the shir shel shoeva, that there we see at the machlekes can you use the instruments on Shabbos or not? Is l'adiyach ha-koichet Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It wants to tell us a chiddush that even here Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds it is deicha Shabbos. The afilo de shoeva, nami dochi, that even only the instruments that you're using, b'shas the simcha beis shoeva, that's not a mitzvah midiraisa, it's only a mitzvah simcha, still it's deicha Shabbos and Yom Tif. So if it's deicha the shir shoeva, pshito pshita, that who adin the shir is saying b'shas the korban, would also be deicha Shabbos. So maybe though, but it's a machlekes, the rabbonin that say it's not deicha Shabbos, the Chalil, B'shas the Simcha, B'shas the Shoeva, maybe they also hold Huadin, B'shas the Korban. When Levian said the Shira, and they use the instruments, maybe on Shabbos you're not allowed to use the instruments. It could be the Machlekes is both places, both by the Simcha, B'shas the Shoeva, and by the Shira, when they sang B'shas the brought the Korban. Why do they say the Machlekes is B'shas the Simcha, B'shas the Shoeva? They tell us the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. That a tremendous chiddush that not only by the korban, which is the raisa, that they're allowed to use the instruments on Shabbos, but even for the simcha beis shoeva, that's only midirabbanan. Also, you're allowed to use the instruments even on Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, no, it's another kasha. It's still like a kasha on Rabbi Yosef in 2 ways. Why? For Ketoni, we still learned like this. It says zehu chalil. This is the flute. The flute, shel beis ha-shoeva, that they used to use to play, b'shas da de simcha, beis ha-shoeva on Sukkot by night, she'en ha-doicha lo yes ha-shabbos lo yes ha-yomtif. It's not doicha, you can't play this flute on Shabbos or on Yomtif. So what's the lashon of zehu this is? So the Mor says, zehu di'en ha-doicha. This is what's not doicha. This flute you cannot use to play on Shabbos or on Yomtif for the simcha beis ha-shoeva. Avol de korbin doicha. But for the korbin it is doicha. So you see, on a korban you bring on Shabbos, and you have to have the Shir Levim sing then, it is Deicha Shabbos. So Mor says, Mani, who does this price go like? Inay me Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, to go to the Rabbi Yehuda, Homer, he says, shir shashueva nami doicha. That even the shir, the flute they use, b'shas asunka b'shas shueva on Shabbos, you're allowed to play it, it's also doicha Shabbos. So this brisa cannot go according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. It has to go according to the Rabbanan Shita that says you're not allowed to play the flute on Shabbos by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. The Rabbi Yosef, and you see clearly it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef in two things that he said, and it's a kasha that he said the machloikis is even by the korban, and here we see no, the only machloikis Rabbanan only argue by the shear from the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. That's the only time they argue that it's not the Shabbos. But the shir that they played, the Shasta Korban, everybody holds, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the instruments. Tzmor says now, my taima demandiyoma ikka shira bakli. What's the shat, where does the mandiyoma that says the main part of the shir is with the instruments, the Shasta Korban, how does he know it? Tzichsev, because the Pasuk says, vayoyme chizkiyo, lahaloy soilo la mizbeach. Chizkiyo HaMelech told them, bring up the Korban oil, the Korban atamid, to the mizbeach. Uveis hochel oilo, hochel shir Hashem, v'achatzoyts rois, v'ayidei kli David, melech Yisrael. That then you should start playing the chatzoyts rois, the trumpets, and this is the kelim that David used, melech Yisrael. So you see, they started to use the shir now. They started to make the shir, and how did they make the shira? It says they had to use the instruments. So you see, the ikar of the shira is to use the instruments. Rashi, Hochel Shir Hashem Chatzoisuvi Adei Kli David. Alma Kli David Shir Hashem Korilei. These instruments that David HaMelech used or used for him, that's called the Shir Hashem. So you see, the pshat from Shir is to use the instruments. Verse says, now, my time of the Mandiyom Ika Shir Bapeh. What's the pshat in the Mandiyom that says no? The main part of the Shir of singing is to use your mouth. Tirsiv Kos the Pasuk says, again, the Gemara says, my time of the Mandiyomar. That the main shir is only with your mouth, singing with your mouth. Because the Pasuk says, "Vayehi ki echod la mechatzrim, v'la meshoyrim, lahashmiya kol echod, lahalel olahoydois l'Hashem." That's the Pasuk. So Gemara says, so it says here what? Lahashmiya kol echod, to hear one voice. Mashma, the singing is the main thing, is the kol echod, to hear the voice. But either for the Gemara Nami Yaksiv for Yom Chizkiyo, hi, how could you say it's only Bepeh? The Pasuk before says to bring the kli, to bring the kelim, the instruments. So Gemara says Hochikoma, Hochel Shir Hashem Bepeh. Start singing the Shir with your mouth. Ayidei kli David Melech Yisrael levesumi kolam. Then use the instruments to make it a little bit sweeter. In other words, the main Shir attack is Bepeh with your mouth. Now, when you're doing it, there is an inyan to have the instruments also to make it even sweeter. V'idach, what's pshan the other man the yoma that says no, the ikishir is bekli. Haksiv ayhi ki echla mechatzun la mesherim. Ay, the pasuk says mashma, it's only the peh, only the singing itself. Hachikoma mesherim, singing dum yid mechatzrim. It's the same thing like one playing the trumpets. Ma mechatzrim bekli, just like playing the trumpets means with an instrument, is af mesherim bekli. The same thing, the people that are singing, the Mesherim, is also not only the singing, the peh, but it also means to use the instruments. So you see, there's an inyan to use the instruments, that's Ikar, that's also the main part of the Shira. So that's the Machlekes, if the Ikar Shir is the peh, or the Ikar Shir, the singing, had to be with the instruments. And the Mishnah says weiter, Mi shaloi roh simchas beis hashoeva, loi roh simcha miyomov. Whoever did not see the simcha in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkis, never saw, didn't see really what simcha is, what happiness is. Over moitzoi yom tov rishon, at the end of the first day yom tov of Sukkis, moitzoi yom tov rishon, shel chag of Sukkis, yorad li ezras noshim. They went down into the ezras noshim in the Azor in the Beis HaMikdash. Or mesaknin shom tikkun gadol. They fixed up special things. So Rashi learns, Yordim Yezras Noshim, Kahanim Olevim, Yordim Yezras Yisrael, She Gvoya Yezras Noshim, Shelamata. They went from the top, the Yezras Yisrael, down with the Yezras Noshim. Pishipuyahor, which is part of the mountain on Harabayas, going downwards. On the Saknam, Rashi Mefarsh B'Gemara, exactly what they did. By the Menoras Shelzov Hoyashon, he had golden menoras there. The Arbor Svolim, there were seven bowls like. So Rashi learns, Shelzob Roshem on the top, means Barosh Kol Menorah Menorah, on the top of each Menorah, there were like four bowls made out of gold. So the Arbo Svolim Shelzob Roshem, there were four golden bowls on top of each Menorah. Each bowl had four ladders going up to it. And four children like Mipirche Kuna from the young Kahanim, Uviyadehem Kadim, in the hands they had like pitches, Shomeya Vyeswim Lug, of 120 Lug. That's how many pitches they had. Shehein Matilin Lechol Sefel V'Sefel. That's what used to pour into each one of these bowls. That's how big each bowl was. Used to pour 120 of Lugim into it. Now, that's how much Shemin they poured into these bowls. How much oil? That was the oil. Now what about the wicks? How do they make the wicks? Omibalei Michnesei Kanim. And from the room, they're like, you know, used. Michnesei, the underpants of the Kanim. Omihaminayim. And from their garto, from the Avnate. Mehen hoyu mafkiyin. From them they used to make the psila, the wick. Uvehen hoyu madlikin. And with this they used to use it to light the menorah with. Floy hoyu chotzev Yushalayim. There was no chotzer courtyard in Yushalayim. She'eno mi'ira mi'or beis ha'shoeva. That did not have some light from the simchas beis ha'shoeva. Like this big menorah with these big bowls there with so much oil, so many wicks burning, gave us so much light. Now Chassidim v'Yanshei Maisa, the Chassidim and the Yanshei Maisa, hoyu merakdim ifneim, used to dance in front of the menorah. The avukas shel or b'yadayim, and in their hands they had torches of fire in their hands.